It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
SAP Center is the place, the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings, the game. And it's always fascinating to see the Sharks play the Los Angeles Kings, especially, Drew, when the Sharks didn't play last night and the Kings did. Wow, what an advantage.
Kind of switches from year to year, right? Where you have to play a back-to-back in California. And sometimes the Sharks play the majority of them. Sometimes Anaheim does. Sometimes the Kings do. But big game for the Kings last night to get that win.
And it's a big game for them tonight, too, if you really look at the standings, because where Los Angeles is right now, they're in a wild card spot. However, it's a rather tenuous one. Right now, the Kings have 89 points. They're a point behind Nashville. And they trail the Vegas Golden Knights by 3, and they've all played the same number of games. But the problem is, the St. Louis Blues are still in the race. Can they catch them? Looking at the total stats, I say probably just short.
I think the St. Louis Blues will look back in the two games they lost to the San Jose Sharks and go, that's where we didn't make it. I think the West is what the West is going to be. You might have a little jockeying in the wild card spot back and forth, but I think those teams are set, and pretty much I think in the East as well, but I could be wrong. But I think the St. Louis Blues, especially that last loss to us, that really set them back.
Yeah, it killed them, and whether they win on Saturday against the Sharks or not may be immaterial. I think the Sharks would love to have a nice little sweep against the St. Louis Blues. But before that, we've got the Kings to talk about and the playoff races. Looking at the East, I agree with you. I think the West, the actual team's identities are set. Now, let's look at the East. It's rather different. Our friend John Tortorella has been in the news lately, quite a bit, actually. From what I gather, everybody in Philadelphia absolutely loves everything he's saying.
And they should. You sent the press conference or the presser yesterday he had.
I thought it was great.
It was fantastic. And if you listen to it, when he talks about if your feelings get hurt, and I'm paraphrasing, when I'm being honest and I'm trying to make you a better player, you've got the wrong coach here and you might be the wrong player here. And I agree with him that honest conflict is better than dishonest harmony, where you have to be honest as a coach. He's trying to get these guys to stop thinking that they, well, we're just lucky to be here, or shucks, we shouldn't be here. We weren't expected to be here. And he said yesterday, BS to that, we're here. Now you've got to elevate your game. You know that, we know that, because we've seen the Sharks do it in those times. You've got to elevate your game. And you can't let this time go to waste with 7 games left, and they've got a big road trip come up. You can't be at the end of this road trip going, why didn't we listen? Why didn't we push harder? And he said, if you can have that honest, transparent conversation where some harsh things are said, but said because you are trying to make each other better. And by the way, John took full responsibility that he hasn't done a good enough job of making those guys realize that. If you don't have those conversations, one, you're not doing that your job as a coach. Two, if those conversations of honest assessment hurt your feelings, you're in the wrong friggin' business, pal. So players today are soft, they're spoiled, they're entitled.
That was the word you used, soft.
Yeah, I know, because John and I have conversations all the time. I've interviewed him a couple times for my radio show. And I'm not saying that to be negative to these guys. They're great athletes, but that is the generation they are now. They're not like the older guys. You have to be more of a guy who bargains with them, a guy who you kind of negotiate with them a little bit. John at this point and Flyers at this point, they're through that stage. Right now they're, hey, this is what you got to do if we want to make the playoffs. So I love John to death. I think he's a brilliant guy. my biggest coaching regret in my life is not being able to work for John Tortorella.
Well, I did work with John Tortorella 1 year in the American Hockey League when he was an assistant coach for Rick Dudley, and all that team did was go to the Calder Cup final. So there you go. But what's interesting is where they are. I think it's important for Philadelphia to stay in that third position in that Metropolitan Division, because you look at the rest of the races. Tampa Bay right now is in a wild card spot, and they're 4 points behind Toronto. Now, Toronto's catchable, but I think that the big battle really is Philadelphia, Washington, the Islanders, and yes, on an outside shot, Pittsburgh, for that second and final wild card spot or the third position in the Metropolitan Division of the NHL. If Philly can stay above the fray, it's going to be it'll be good for them. But you look at the rest of this, all of a sudden the Islanders are knocking on the door. They're only a point behind Detroit, a point behind Washington. And let's not forget about that Red Wings team wanting to make it two teams from the Atlantic Division that get the wild card spots to knock all of those teams out.
Couple things. Tampa is back. And one of the reasons Tampa is back is because Vasilevsky's game is back. Any of those teams that are looking at Tampa, it might be their first round matchup, aren't liking it.
Good luck.
Kucherov is friggin' amazing. Their team is rolling. Secondly, Washington. Where the hell did they come from? Tell you where. Charlie Lindgren. Charlie Lindgren is making a case that, yeah, we're talking about all these guys who are scoring goals and everything else being a Hart Trophy. But you could argue right now with some pretty good statistics that Charlie Lindgren is the most valuable player to his team, willing them, the way he's playing net, willing them into the playoff spot. They were dead and gone and goodbye. Carberry, their new coach, could be a guy that you're looking at going, why isn't he coach of the year?
What about Cooper?
Their power play is rolling. Yeah, he never gets coach of the year. Their power play is rolling now. That is a team where, sorry, none of us saw it coming.
No. And now, Ovechkin did get hot, but I think you're right. I think Lindgren is the bigger story there, just because of the way he's given them some consistency in the goal. Now let's get to the Red Wings. It'd be kind of nice if that team made the playoffs, given all the work they've done and all the rebuilding that they've done. They're so, so close. Can they make it?
Well, I hate to say it, but goaltending, babe, they don't have the top goalies that they need.
Where the Islanders do.
Yeah, the Islanders do, but they didn't get the bump. They did not get the bump that they thought they were going to get with Patrick Roy. Their power play and penalty kill went down. Their goals for and against went up nominally. Like, goals against went down nominally, and their goals for went up nominally since Patrick took over. So they didn't get that bump. And when we look at what's going on with the Islanders, the question won't be Patrick Roy if they don't make it at the end of the year. The question will be Lou Lamoriello. Now, would you fire Lou Lamoriello? Probably not, but it might be a, hey, Lou, maybe it's time to step away. So that, and then if that happens.
And Patrick's the GM.
Is Patrick still coaching? Maybe, I don't know. I mean, Patrick wants to be, he GM'd and owned in junior. He might be the guy that takes over and he hires somebody. I don't know. But that's interesting to watch, that they've been a little bit better, but not the bump they thought they were going to get with Patrick.
But did they get enough of a bump that they avoided the fade that could have happened if they didn't make a change?
I don't know.
Well, it's really an interesting race. Meantime, the San Jose Sharks made some news this morning. Colin Graf out of Quinnipiac University in Connecticut was signed to a entry-level contract. It's a 3-year deal. The rest of this year burns the year. 2 more years after that. Scored 49 points in 34 games for Quinnipiac. He won a national championship with them 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Hobie Baker Final 10 for a couple of years. I think it's a nice signing, and it's a good jolt of confidence for the organization.
How big is he?
Yeah. Colin Graf is 6 foot 170.
Oh, good. We need some bigger guys. If you watched or didn't watch the NCAA championship, tune into the Final Four. That's fantastic physical tough hockey, and Quinnipiac has become a really top-notch program. Looking forward to seeing him.
It's going to be very interesting to see him. He should be arriving sometime today or tomorrow, and he will be with the San Jose Sharks, at least to start. And we're going to be on the air at 7 o'clock tonight. Brett Hedekin and I will have the call right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.